Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Chancey Williams hits number one with the Ballad of Uncle Don. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Wyoming native Chancey Williams has hit number one on the CMT Music 12 Pack Countdown with his latest song, The Ballad of Uncle Don. According to Cowboy State Daily, the song, inspired by a real-life story from his uncle in Moorcroft, has held the top spot for 3 weeks, beating out major country artists like Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean. Williams, a former Bronc writer himself, wrote the song after recording his Uncle Don sharing a story over coffee. The tale about a bet of an unrideable horse perfectly captured the cowboy spirit.
Well, my Uncle Don was a hand, they say, way back in his Bronc riding days. He was hell on boots with a cowboy's heart. He'd bear down and he'd spur him hard.
The music video, filmed in Moorcroft, adds to the authenticity, featuring real footage of Don Williams bronc riding in the 50s and 60s. Kenzie Holmberg, a Wyoming-based photographer, directed the video, her first music video project, which has resonated with fans. Williams encourages fans to keep voting on CMT's website to maintain the song's number one status. Meanwhile, he's released another video, Miles on Me, continuing his mission to showcase authentic Wyoming cowboy culture. Gillette College seeks ownership of key buildings. The Gillette Community College District is asking Campbell County to transfer ownership of 3 major campus buildings and $8 million in maintenance funds to support its accreditation efforts. The Gillette News Record reported, at a meeting Tuesday, college officials said that the move would save the county money and reduce liability, while ensuring the district's long-term sustainability. Commissioners raised concerns about how the funds would be used, with some suggesting the county continue investing them while the college accesses the interest. Discussions also touched on changing state law to allow the college to receive state funding without taxing the full 4 mills, a proposal that may be explored in future legislative sessions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.